And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of August, 2014. It was on this day, 1912, Virginia Stephen married Leonard Wolfe and became Virginia Wolfe. She was 30, he was 31. They founded the Hogarth Press in their dining room. They taught themselves how to print. They published Virginia Woolf's novels. They published Freud's papers. They published Catherine Mansfield and T.S. Eliot and E.M. Forster, who were then not so well known. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Ellen Hart, born Minneapolis, 1949. She worked in the restaurant business in Minnesota and began writing books, including Dial M for Meatloaf, which is a murder mystery that begins with a meatloaf recipe contest. It's the birthday of one of Brazil's best-loved writers, Jorge Amado, born in 1912. They call him the Pelé of the written word. 32 books, sold millions of copies in 40 languages. Hotels and bars and restaurants in Brazil named for characters from his books, which include Home is the Sailor, Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands, and Gabriela, Clove, and Cinnamon. It was on this day, 1846, Congress passed an act establishing the Smithsonian Institution, based on the fortune left by the English mineralogist James Smithson. Smithsonian now includes the National Museum of Natural History, the National Portrait Gallery, the Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum, the Hirshhorn Museum of Modern Art, and the National Zoo. And it's the birthday of the poet Joyce Sutphen, born near St. Joseph, Minnesota, in 1949, grew up on a farm, one of nine children. Joyce Sutphen, who said, "My parents always felt that anyone doing homework or practicing a musical instrument was granted dispensation from other things. So, as you can imagine, we were all good students and loved playing music." Joyce Sutphen, who became a poet, her first book of poems, Straight Out of View, published 1995 by Beacon Press. Joyce Sutphen said, "When there are funding cuts for art and music and poetry and drama and dance, people just go ahead and do these things anyway because it's absolutely necessary. People who love these things know how vital they are, I mean humanly, and they won't stop, no matter what." Her most recent books include Coming Back to the Body and First Words. Joyce Sutphen said, "I haven't finished with writing about my family and the experience of growing up on a small farm. That's material that keeps looking different to me, and I continue to try to get it down, to create something that conveys what's being lost." Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, entitled The Spill. The jock's horse, the seven horse, clipped the heels of the horse in front of him, stumbled and fell, throwing the jock over its head and onto the track before some oncoming horses, most of which avoided the jock's still form except for the nine horse, who gave him one step in the middle of his back. You could see the hoof dig in, then the field was passed and the ambulance was on its way. The jock wore Kelly green silks, black sleeves. Three or four people were now gathered around the still jock as the ambulance moved in. The man behind me said to his companion, "Let's go get a beer." The Spill by Charles Bukowski, from Come On In, New Poems, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.